Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You've said it, Oscar, more than anybody else. When you'll come in, it was a bunch of shows ago,
yeah.
But I've heard you say things like, we're all kind of sitting on edge because we know Mike's having one of those days and stuff like that. And
makes
me
feel alive.
So I was reading my mean tweets last night. And
as you often do, right?
As I often do.
Don't you bring Carla and Michael into the living room and you read two of them?
So, yes, yeah. The lazy fat is, and Michael just gets such a kick out of that
one.
Sure. He laughs and laughs and laughs. Imagine, you know, when you have one person smoking a cigarette and you might come home from a party and it's in your clothes.
Sure.
Imagine the amount of cigarettes smoked in those casinos over the years.
What that is, Mike, we call it the bowling alley effect. And that bowling alleys that haven't had smoking in 10 years still smell like Philip Morris.
You can't get rid of it.
It's in the holes of the balls.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and now here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Rob, did you go full aerobic before the show started?
How do you mean?
You were running back and forth quite a bit. You seem to be a little... vascular.
No, it's not so much that. What was exciting is to watch Pony do production and have me tell him how to do production. What a marvelous combination of talent that was.
Hey, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We really, really do, regardless of what we might say occasionally, appreciate all of your comments and all of your engagement on our new sound and some of the new elements that we have put in there. Now, I want to preface what I'm going to say here by explaining to one and all that what I'm going to say on the show today does not mean that we are handing the keys to the automobile over to the passengers in the back of our Uber.
Understood.
That's really, really important to point out. I want to make sure everybody understands that because that would be problematic. However, it should be noted that I think probably at one time or another, all three of us, to varying degrees, pay attention to the commentary that is offered about the show. So we pay attention to it. We like to read it. I like it. So I was reading my mean tweets last night. And
as you often do, right?
As I often do.
Don't you bring Carla and Michael into the living room and you read two of them?
So, yes. Yeah. The lazy fat is, and Michael just gets such a kick out of that
one. Sure.
He laughs and laughs and laughs. Oh, by the way, we're live from Washington, D.C., and we're heard in great places like Newcastle, Maine, Akron, Ohio, Center Cross, Virginia, Sherman Oaks, California, Richmond, Iowa, and Zagreb, Croatia.
Wow.
I don't know why I made that sound for Croatia.
What makes you think maybe of Andre the Giant?
Just wiggle your finger.
It's wonderful.
You just wiggle your finger right
there. It's wonderful.
Thank you for all the feedback.
When you change something after a decade, it comes with the territory that people are going to have opinions, and we're going to address those opinions here.
Yes.
When I say that, and you're going to be happy, I think one of the things that you might not have even noticed, but we played it for you at the beginning. We decided that you were right about the opening theme music. We decided to use the closing music and the opening music. It's the same stuff.
Thematic.
We think that fits the rhythm of the show, the sound of the show. And
the vibe.
I like that. I feel like, at any moment, Austin Powers is going to go, yeah, baby. That's now an old movie. God, I'm old.
Look in the sky. It's a giant Willie.
Willie. So, as I'm going through the mean tweets, it was something where I understand everybody feels strongly about certain elements, and we have two ideas that, maybe three if you count that theme music. I said, you know what, I understand that, and I think moving that music to the front and the back of the show I'm comfortable with that. We were all comfortable. Oscar claims that they wanted to do that before. Everybody did except for me. So I take the blame on that one, and I'll accept that reality, and we're going to use that as the opening music.
There's blame to be assigned on that one.
Yeah, team effort.
This show is run by an Irishman, Rob. There is blame for everything.
Blame.
All right?
Blame.
And I don't know if you read all your mean tweets, but it has been 3 weeks since you recommitted to getting guests for the show.
Ooh.
Sorry, I read yours too.
Sick burn.
But anyway, moving on. Anything you'd like to address to that particular
mean tweeter? I actually was going to ask you about a certain guest that I think you might be interested in, but I don't know. I have to ask you about it after the show because it's sort of a borderline.
After the show.
Yeah.
Well, see, if you'd asked me before the show, I might not have said this right now, but I'm sorry. There I am, immediately doing what I said I wasn't going to do.
I'm picking on Rob,
and I responded to a listener last night. I can't help myself sometimes, and it's difficult. So we will get to we'll do the logistical thing, and then we will spend the bulk of our time talking about, well, you know how much I love to do that, May.
Yes. Sure.
Talking about me and what I do.
Mm.
Thank you. First of all, the logistics of it. I should first tell you that the idea of putting a new voice in the opening had nothing to do with Dude Walker or payments to Dude Walker. If anything, Dude Walker has been doing us favors for years,
millions and years.
And we love Dude ZJ's. Walker. And he's not going away. It's just we wanted to have something different because we thought it would be fun to shake things up a bit. Pure and simple. To modernize the sound from the old show. Not our sound. Not that Dude doesn't sound modern.
Right.
But from the old shows Dude goes all the way back to the Don and Mike show and try something different. It's fine. We brought Twitch in, Mark Riddell, who does a great job. Love the sound of his voice.
We enjoy it.
And then we were talking about people kind of wigging out on the whole hashtag bring back Dude. Dude Walker, we are not relevant to Dude Walker's ability to make a living. Let me make that extremely clear
to you. This is important to know, yes.
We do not matter to Dude on any kind of level other than our friendship, which hopefully continues. And I think Dude has been like Omaze to Dude.
Like, he'll throw some work our way and something may happen, maybe not.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Dude is one of the most wonderful human beings. It has been my pleasure to know
in
the broadcast business. Mm-hmm. So, we're talking about Twitch. So, Oscar has a funny right before we go to air where I forgot how you put it. What you suggested what we should do.
I said, wouldn't it be fun? And this is where you get to see the inner cookie of a Santana soul. If we fired Mark Riddell today, hired back Dude, and then fired Dude, and then hired back Mark Riddell, and outside of the confines of the show and on air, as I say it again, it sounds like I'm just a mean girl.
Right,
but,
right.
From that stemmed what I thought was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I laughed at the mean girl part, though. I have to say that.
Yes.
And by the way, Twitch is very excited about doing this, and Twitch will still be a voice of the show, but Oscar came up with a great idea that, Rob, you were running around. I don't know whether
I heard it, bits and drips and drabs of it, so I think I know what it is. So if you could
read the one that's going to have to do the work again, as usual, as the main drone of the show, which we truly appreciate because this involves you, but it, I think it's something we can pull off. But I haven't gotten your – I didn't get it off here.
Yeah, we didn't get your buy-in.
We're putting it
maybe
on.
We'll do it now.
Maybe we can do it now and find out.
Give me your elevator pitch.
I thought it'd be special because we're getting such a fabulous response in the pro and against Mark Riddell. And what a feeling.
Nothing really changed. Mike's still an a-hole. Mean tweets.
Listen up, Michael. I'm reading these.
We took this, frankly, change and made it the type of
give
change.
Give Oscar a little more level, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
always trying to drown me out. And made it a change where we can give back
Oscar,
to
I
our
could do this. This would be funny. Now go ahead. Try it. See, that's funny.
So I want to take a moment to give Rob more work by having a new listener every week announce the show. And I'm talking about all of the elements.
Introduce into
imaging package.
I like the idea of the intro.
Just the intro.
We should try the imaging package at least one week.
You should try the imaging package.
What about Paul Lee? Wouldn't you want to hear him throughout the program at least for a week?
Absolutely. Nothing would give me greater pleasure, Ness. But let me just say this, that no, the intro, see, he throws curveballs when the microphones are open. Don't be sneaky like that.
Sure, I heard when I was running around. Everybody point. Oscar, point.
No, play the intro.
What did you hear?
Play the intro. This is Mark Riddell and the intro to the show. This is just
Mark Dry here.
Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak. And now here's Mike.
That's what we would need. That's what we would need.
Okay.
Now, how come we couldn't mix it there? I thought we were on the same page. How come you couldn't mix it up?
Because remember, we made it into one element and it was played off my computer because it was a last minute deal.
Why did it go away? How come we can't play it again?
Because I put my iPad back in so we could go to commercials.
Yeah, jacked back in on demand.
All right.
Let me give you this. I thought we were all on the same page. I'm willing to compromise for just the open.
I think that's a valid compromise, and I think it'll be fun.
Yeah,
for the listeners.
Yes.
And by the way, when you change things at the very beginning, you do a little tweaking too, and I'm fine with that. And I think it'll be kind of cool. I like the idea of the it's going to be really difficult to push me off the opening music. I love that now.
Yeah.
That feels like us, and it's a new element. It's a freshly recorded element.
The other one was too positive. It was just too positive.
It was very positive.
Yeah.
It was like a Weight Watchers commercial. It was too uplifting.
Yeah. What was it, Pony?
It sounded like a Weight Watchers commercial. It was just weird.
Yeah.
It was I listen. Yeah. Now listen, I got to say this though. For those of you that are doing this, all right? That are sending me the mean tweets. Listen up, all right? This is not to say, I think we give a lot of weight to listener feedback. I think we always have, and I think it's a good thing. I don't like to, we engage with our audience. We always have. An intimate relationship. Now, that doesn't prevent any one of us from saying F off if we feel personally attacked.
Agreed.
And it's warranted. And last night, there was a very lengthy post by a listener who really didn't care for the changes we were implementing. But it was really not that as much as him getting off his chest. I think the quote was, the show at a certain point turned into a bitch fest.
Mm. Mm,
my bitch fest. And I said to myself, you know what? I've been aware of, certainly in my marriage, and you guys have been aware working with me that the line is, if I ain't bitching, I ain't breathing.
Right.
But I also...
Didn't Carla coin that?
She may have.
I believe she did, yeah.
She may have. And I will say that I've also been very aware of it. It's kind of part of me. But at the same time, I get that sometimes it goes over the top. And sometimes if it's like 2 days on the show or 3 days on the show... of me coming in with a rant or me really just going over the top about an old man leaving his shopping cart in the parking lot, it can be too much. Now, we have a policy on the show regarding my bitching and my ranting. If I do it, either off air or on, I have to pay. Just like Oscar has to pay if he is tardy for the show. And Rob has to pay if he messes up the copy because he left a word out or a letter out. Those are our three most frequent mistakes. That's okay, and that stays in place. But I'm also saying to myself, you know what? That listener had a point. There was some personal mean stuff, like I'm not your effing psychiatrist in there, and that was a little hurtful.
Well, then don't listen.
Did you get a lot of sleep last night, Oscar?
I like
it when you melt down. Sorry, I'm trying to contribute, Rob.
I'm not going to give up on that, on a legitimate meltdown, but I
don't
also understand. I understand that the over-bitching, which look, you've said it, Oscar, more than anybody else. When you'll come in, it was a bunch of shows ago, but I've heard you say things like, we're all kind of sitting on edge because we know Mike's having one of those days and stuff like that. And
makes
I
me feel alive.
He is such a. He did get a good night's sleep last night.
Like standing on the edge of a cliff,
look at
right?
It's makes very exciting. Feel alive. It does not.
Playing a game
you
of
told
chicken.
Me at the time, at one of the times, you told me that it put a hole in your stomach. That's what you told me. So I don't.
I've grown up, Mike. I've grown up.
I
can handle
I'm
it.
I'm glad you've grown up. But my wife, I spoke to my wife last night and I was sharing with her. Let me bring up the comment that I made regarding the particular listener, because I think it's important to do that. I think it's important for me to explain.
That's fair.
Yes, it is.
What was said and, you know.
Maddie, you're doing a fantastic job switching the cameras. Just let me just say that.
Oh, thank
something
you.
Positive.
All right.
Yes.
Everybody stay still and don't talk.
I was pretending it didn't.
To be frozen. I like that.
Freeze.
And Oscar, my new camera looks great.
Okay, stop. Don't do the same thing I do. Please. Is that me bitching around? Might be.
No, it's not.
But
Pony, right, how you feel? Oh, wait, we got it.
All right, so this guy, I'm not going to mention his name because that's not important. And but I responded to him about the bitching comment. And I know it's here somewhere. Let me just bring it up. I'm sorry. Okay.
It was long.
It was very...
yeah, and he. I don't think he wanted to be part of that.
Mm.
Where is it? I'm sorry.
It's also a pandemic. If you're not going to complain during a pandemic, when can you complain?
This is the time that people are ready.
So I responded to him. I said, blank. Thanks for the feedback and thanks for your support for all those years. I actually agree with you when it comes to your bitch fest comment. I also think that picking on Rob has gotten old, and I think I need to keep some of our in-house business in-house. I've always believed that. I believe it needs to be done more because otherwise it's just repetitive and, you know, trust me, we could do it every day. Anyway, just moving on here. That's the same thing I'm doing. That's really picking on
it. No, it's not. It's very passive.
It's fine.
I have gotten feedback like yours over the years, and I have about the bitching, and I find it helpful to keep in mind that too much of that kind of content does grate on people. I get it. I can only tell you that I will try to be mindful of the over-bitching going forward, and although there would be moments where it is totally organic and hopefully entertaining, too much is too much. I actually love reading the feedback about the changes on the show, but your message about the content struck a chord with me tonight. I would also stand by a great deal of content from all of our team that has entertained people for many years, but I really think we have an intimate relationship with our audience like no other in my career. And I love that people care. And I really, really do. Mm-mm. When I, you know, something that kept popping into mind when I was thinking about the additional content that it's not, you know, anyone that would come and say that the show is just Mike bitching every day. You don't listen to the show often because I would draw your attention to the bathroom incident.
Right.
Where Rob produced some incredible sound effects. And I talked about something that really happened in my life. And I thought it was a great show, and it was true, and it was organic, and it really happened. So I don't consider that complaining. But one of the things I love about certain radio personalities and certain is I like it when people will get on and have a real decent rant about something that bugs them. That's good once in a while. But too much of a good thing is too much. And when I'm just doing it, or I come in here like everybody does, everybody has a bad day. I've decided that in the control will be ceded to Rob and Oscar, and I don't know how Oscar gets one, if he can get a button to hit it, but I want him to have it too.
Mike, I can make one right now. Give me a second.
All right, so Rob has created, what are we calling this?
The bitch alarm. The bitch alarm.
This is the bitch alarm when Mike is getting too negative and too bitchy about something he shouldn't have to bitch about, and not the entertaining one. So if I'm going off on a tangent and you guys are smiling and laughing, that's fine. But if you think, and by the way, the rule is the rule, I might go full nuclear if this alarm is hit when I feel like I'm on a roll.
Right.
But I'm going to have to be nice at that moment. So if you hear me, Rob or Oscar, going too far on a particular bitch session, you can hit the bitch alarm, and it's going to sound like this.
No!
That was Mommy Dearest.
One more time, please.
All right. So for example, it's just like, I can't believe there's so many goddamn old people down here all the time. All right.
The end is the best.
Came to me in a dream, Oscar. Literally.
So now, the one thing I did not decide was, should I necessarily turn over, should everybody have the bitch alarm?
You mean like...
should Pony have it and Maddie have it as well?
Now, then you're placing blame where it doesn't belong.
How do you mean?
They don't contribute enough to just go off the rails, and we don't bitch enough to...
You mean contribute enough
alarm
to the actual broadcast of talking during the broadcast.
Yeah, so that's not... That really should just be for you.
But I'm going to have to rely on you guys, even if I do
Pony. We'll police you.
Yes.
Or Maddie, the woman that never, you know, gets a rant from me.
Yes. Well, she's very capable, Mike.
I just like dealing with it. Maddie made me go full aerobic today. Made me get up, get down, adjusting the light. That was fun.
I think that maybe they could suggest, they could weigh in and ask for it, but they shouldn't have the actual button. That's what I feel. Mm. I think they all could, like Maddie, if you feel that we're to a point where we need to go there, you could say, Rob, I think you need to visit the button.
That's fair.
And then you should say, button.
Tina!
Button.
Oh, Miss Crawford Button.
Well, that's
and Pony amazing. Doesn't get a vote. He's too, you know, sensitive.
Well,
I understand.
Hit it again, please, for Oscar.
Oh, now what?
Tina!
Bring me the axe.
Tina.
So that covers it as far as I'm concerned.
I love this. This is great.
Oscar, I know, you know, you're full of ideas today, but as far as I know, is that cool with you? I mean,
when I was just young in a van driving around with a bunch of t-shirts filled with some sort of petroleum that had spilled out of a generator for a 3-story WHFS van.
Oh, and to be fair, you were working. This wasn't your lifestyle. This was your job.
This is when I was...
You're driving around in a radio station van for WHFS.
And I would listen to you
after
and
they
Don,
ruined WHFS and kept the call letters.
And Opie and Anthony.
Ooh.
And I'd be driving around, and I would be waiting for someone to lose their S. And I remember taking a couple laps around the Beltway because I missed an exit. Shocker.
What air personalities did you say?
Oh, I said Don Geronimo and Opie and Anthony. When you were on the
Opie and Anthony?
Yeah. Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, it was a different time, Mike. It was a different time, different time.
Is Opie doing a podcast?
It's called
I think he is.
It's called The Greg Show.
I don't know.
Is he doing? I mean,
I have no idea.
When we all get screwed, we end up doing podcasts.
He is, but
is Anthony still doing a podcast?
Yes,
Anthony
he is.
Cumia?
Yes.
Did you see him at the Capitol on January 6th?
I did not see him.
I thought he was there.
Stop it.
So
it's just a joke.
What I loved about it is the it was just you didn't know who was going to go sideways on it. So I don't want to lose that spontaneity. Like, what's going to happen today on The Michael Mara Show? I don't want people to think that you've been tamed or neutered.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I think
this is just for over the top. This is like, I mean, you know,
what this is for me is I don't expect this to be used frequently. But I do believe that there are moments that I take it to heart when I listen to people. I go, yeah, that you know, it's not to come
if
in here
the
and
UN.
Just,
if we're the UN Security Council,
right,
and we got to watch out for you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to vote. I got to see hard proof.
This is only for when the water doesn't get to the reactor core.
Got it.
But now, here's a question about, because this is you two, right?
Yeah.
This is not me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are in control of this. So my question to you two, if I have a legitimate bitch that we're all on board with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you get. Now, by the way, we might have an argument about something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily count as a bitch fest.
I don't think an argument counts.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the best example.
Give me a great example.
It happened last week. It happened last week.
All right. Great.
You're mad about your family, and you took it out on us.
Okay, I get.
Yeah.
Tina!
Might have been Wednesday of last week.
Could be.
Yes.
It was a day that ended in Y.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes. That's when it's really, like, all right, really this makes nuts. No sense.
I really
on
went
us.
Yeah. Nuts.
Oscar used a word earlier that applied to that broadcast, and that's sideways. It was a sideways broadcast.
Yeah, it went sideways.
Went sideways.
Yeah. Probably because of me.
But that only happens like once a month.
And
so nothing
if
crazy.
If that.
I like the feedback, and if it's not ridiculously personal, I get it. And I think I've gotten pretty good at separating trolls from people that have legitimate gripes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that's something that I don't agree with the characterization that that's all the show is.
Mm-hmm.
The show is a lot of elements, but I really think that sometimes when I'm going in that sideways direction, I am, I'm not controlling my own destiny. And I'm wondering, and I have to, by the way, I am implementing this rule because the buck stops with me. And at the same time, I'm saying that I will honor the rule
right.
when I hear this particular sound right here.
Yeah. Tina!
You've only had to pay two fines in the last like 5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been less.
I have to say this, and this is, I don't like to do this because I don't think it's entertaining at all, but I do have to say I am extremely pleased with the way my life has been since we started doing this podcast and since Carla came into my life and since my unbelievably beautiful son came into my life. I am very happy. By and large, I'm a very happy person. There are days, I think, during the last year that everybody has gone squirrely and wigged out. By the way, squirrely, one of my favorite words in the world. That's squirrely.
And if you doubt it, watch a squirrel in the wild and know that's how you're acting.
Yeah. I think there's anxiety, and I think that, we're in, yes.
Even the wealthiest person, whether it be with finances or family or both, if you're that blessed or lucky.
Emotional wealth.
During this pandemic, you get up some days and it's okay to be like, what the F is going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
I think
people have
that
issue when we're not in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
But in the middle of a pandemic, the idea that you can't hug loved ones or you can't go out to dinner with friends without thinking twice about what's going on or if someone's mm-hmm. going to get sick or go visit somebody that you enjoy visiting on a regular basis mm-hmm. because you don't know what happened the week before or there might have been three people coughing on the bus you rode to work because you have to ride a bus to work or drive it for Polly's. You know, like it's the psychological makeup of, frankly, the toll that we're all taking on in different degrees.
Right.
It's beyond socioeconomic.
And I think it's also cumulative, Oscar.
We're sitting here, and let me finish, Rob.
Yeah.
We have this wonderful outlet and all the social media to communicate. We have this like really, and it goes both ways. You're supporting us, but you're really supporting, like, I hope we're supporting you in one way, entertainment-wise, but you are supporting us, where we have a chance to interact and get this dopamine rush from people that are into or hate what we do, depending on the day.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, I love it. I loved it all. I loved the bad stuff. I love the good stuff. I don't like the personal stuff. Nobody does. Anybody tells you they like that is, I think, lying. But I love that people care. I love that more than anything in the world. And as far as the one mean comment that the poster said about, I'm not your effing psychiatrist. No, you're not, sir. But see this thing? This is.
Yeah.
So you can't change that. I don't mind purging when I've
you
got some serious.
You should say you're pointing
issues.
To your microphone because there's not everyone that's watching on video. You don't know.
Oh,
you
could have been pointing at microphone right
now. You could have been pointing at something wrong.
We're improving the video portion of the program. Please check it out.
Yes.
Please give us a view. Maddie's doing some great work for us right now, and we welcome your feedback on that too. Doesn't have to be raves. Tell us what we can do better. Tell us how we can do. I don't mind that at all. But as far as that psychiatrist, you can lick it, sir, on that one. That's the one that. That's the real. Me.
We're back,
I'm never
going to
go
We're
away.
Back.
I'm not going to go away. And as far as the COVID comments that we had talked about before, I will tell you this. Three words. You can talk all about not being able to do the movies, not be able to see relatives. And this is the God's honest truth. We have to go to break here.
Yeah.
But the three words that apply to me, fear of death. podcast. Period. That's it. All right. We got to take a break. We will come back with the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Take it away, Rob.
Who is the captain now?
Oh, dear.
Digital.
Oh, no.
Doctor. Digital.
Fun is the best thing to have.
Dumpster.
The Digital Dumpster.
Audio oddities and digital diversions. Don't miss the Digital Dumpster every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you all very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We love Cornerstone First Financial. Think about this. Thanks to the lowest mortgage rates in history, the median price of a single-family home is up 15%, surpassing the peak from the last property boom in 2005. So whether you want to tap into your home's equity to pay off debt, refinance, and lose your PMI, or just shorten your loan term without changing your payment, now is the time to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is the only company I recommend. They can guarantee to meet or beat any other mortgage offer. Call them now, 202-625-1221, or click cornerstonefirst.com. Send the folks at Cornerstone your most recent mortgage statement. That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. They'll give you a free comprehensive proposal and see how much money they can save you. With 20 years in the business, a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and hundreds of great reviews, why would you call anyone else? This will likely be the last time you ever need to refinance. So make sure you're working with a team that you can trust to have your back. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing, and we love our relationship with Cornerstone First Financial, and we hope it lasts for many, many years, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the homepage.
There she is, Maddie Masiello. Don't pick on Maddie. That's another thing I don't like. All right? Don't do that. All right? Ever again, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it. Trump, how many times have you guys ever gone to Atlantic City?
A few times.
I would say more than five, less than 10.
I'd say we're tied probably then, yeah.
But you've been there, right? And I used to be, I'm a degenerate gambler, so I used to be a frequenter of trips down to Atlantic City, Nevada. The former Trump Plaza Casino, remember that one? That big one down on the boardwalk? It is to be imploded today.
Wow.
It fell into such disrepair that chunks of the building began peeling off and crashing to the ground.
Symbolic, no?
Muriel, let's go get some taffy. Oh my God, there's a piece of building.
Wasn't that the first glitzy casino in Atlantic City? The one that sort of elevated the whole...
Yeah, prior to that, they weren't all that cool. I think, I want to say Trump bought it from resorts, right?
It could be. I think that's where I did my first illegal underage gambling.
And really?
I snuck in there. My mom said, well, you know, if you think you can do it, do it. And I won some pretty good money. But I remember a lot of burgundy velvet and a lot of brass. That's what it looked like. That's what it looked like to me.
I remember on the boardwalk in Atlantic City that you would go into a casino that was fresh and new, and it would be about a month.
And then it
before it would get New Jersey'd.
Yeah,
Atlantic City.
And then it was, and I remember going into a place called the Sands in Atlantic City.
Oh, I didn't know they had a property there.
No, I believe it was like really open a door and go into the bottom of an ashtray. It smelled so bad.
I stayed at Bally's, and I was like,
Bally's is another one. Bally's stunk.
The worst. This is how you knew you were garbage, and you're not because you went there. I went there from a promo in Dewey, Delaware, like Dewey Beach.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because one of the sales guys is like, do you want to go to Atlantic City? I'm like, from here? Sure. And I said, how are we going to do that? He goes, oh, they'll send a car, because he just gambled all the time.
Right.
And we walked around that casino without even blinking in like literal t-shirts and swim trunks for hours.
Oh,
that's it.
Imagine, you know, when you have one person smoking a cigarette. And you might come home from a party and it's in your clothes.
Sure.
Imagine the amount of cigarettes smoked in those casinos over the years.
What that is, Mike, we call call it the bowling alley effect. And the bowling alleys that haven't had smoking in 10 years still smell like Philip Morris.
You can't get rid of it.
It's in the holes of the balls.
Everywhere. So they're going to implode it today. They're
going to
implode it, the jewel of former President Donald Trump's empire. It used to mark itself as Atlantic City's centerpiece, just like you said. Trump Plaza closed in 2014, and by the time it closed, it was the poorest performing casino in Atlantic City, taking in as much money from gamblers in 8.5 months as the market-leading Borgata did every 2 weeks.
Wow.
Isn't that, that's just a stunning fact.
Well, think about, was, if you're coming from Ace, let's say New York City, you're just taking, if you're at least, you know, any sort of, I guess, relevant gambler to the casino, they're going to send a chopper.
Yeah.
And they'll just bring you right down and bring you right back home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The Borgata. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the Borgata.
Had one win there. One real good win. The rest losses. Bob Odenkirk from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. He has an action movie coming out. I've been watching the trailers for this, and it's fascinating. Where does he get a lot of his hand-to-hand fighting? You see it, and he's buff. If you can believe Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul being buff. The movie is called Nobody. Bob had to work like crazy just to be in good shape to do it. He even released a training video to prove how much work he put in.
Wow.
He says, quote, "Nobody is very different from everything I've done my whole life." This is almost like Who's On First. Nobody is the title of the movie.
Okay, all right.
He had to do a lot of training. So I got into pretty good shape for a 58-year-old dad who was a comedy writer for 25 years and didn't work out at all. So,
I like the trailer. I watched it 4 times. Yeah, I liked it. And it's like, I can't believe that Bob actually would play this role. No. It's like a revenge story. He's trying to get his kids back or something along those lines.
Right.
And seeing him beat up people made me happy.
Well, I like him. I've liked him always. And so I'd like to see him doing this extra thing. It's just, maybe if he was a little younger, might be a little easier to take.
I look forward to seeing this
movie. I do too.
And I love revenge pictures anyway. Yeah, They're fun. If you're double masking it, here are two combos you shouldn't use. Don't wear a second mask over an N95 mask.
All right.
Because it can mess with the fit. And don't wear two disposable masks on top of each other. The CDC says the best double mask combos are two cloth masks or a cloth mask on top of a disposable one. That's the way I do it.
That's right, Barney.
When I double mask. It's right. Also the way when I was at American University that I wore my condoms.
The cloth one on the outside?
I would put the cloth one on the outside of the disposable one.
Good idea.
Right.
I don't
know. And the cloth one had been handed down through my family.
I like the notion of disposable, Mike. I think that's good. It was a different time.
Thank you.
It was a different time.
Appreciate that. I'm so glad to see the tide is turning on dieting, Rob. Who needs it anyway? Especially now that we're like 6 months away from it being socially acceptable to wear sweatpants to a wedding.
Yeah. Hey, pretty good.
According to a new survey, half of Americans say they never plan on going on a diet again. I'm curious what you think of that. Would you say that you're never going to go on a diet again?
It depends on how long I live.
I can.
We have learned to make some healthier choices in our daily lives. The top 5 healthier food choices people make. This is not going on a diet. This is just making healthier choices.
Choices.
Drinking water instead of something with sugar.
Okay.
You know, I drink flavored waters. I drink Liquid IV. I drink Mio. I drink an occasional Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I don't drink enough regular water, and I still think regular water is the best thing you can drink.
What about,
it's hard for me to
what
do
about
that.
Sparkling water? Could you do like mineral water?
Sparkling water only with a very high alcohol content.
Oh, I'm sorry, like a Bud Light. Bud Light seltzer.
Like that organic seltzer they're pitching now. Haven't tried that. Might this weekend.
I love the fact that the entire hard seltzer market is now just, hey, we're here and we're going to get you effed up. That's
it. Yeah, but the organic seltzer, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I go back and forth on seltzers. When it's really hot, which you guys might happen another 8 months from now.
They just don't taste good.
It doesn't seem refreshing when it's 20 degrees outside.
Yeah. Eating more salads is another one. Getting a side salad instead of fries. If you're eating something that's going to have a side of fries, you're probably not eating healthy anyway. Yeah. So getting a side salad. If you're going to get the salad, get the salad.
What do you want with your advice. Beef on whack?
Can I have a side salad instead of fries?
Sure. It'll be okay.
drinking smoothies Okay, well, drinking smoothies, you know, the smoothies that my son gets are sugar delivery systems.
Well, yeah, but you can get them also with, like, you know, make it. Julia makes them with almond milk and unsweetened yogurt and fruit, and so they're not so bad.
All right. Well, eating more fruit's the last thing on the list. So okay. Be healthy. Be happy. Make somebody else. That's the way
that's
it goes.
Not how it goes.
A guy named Trevor Scott, he is a masseuse. This is a little something-something for you right now. In Prince George's, British Columbia, Canada, back in the spring of 2019, two female clients filed complaints against Trevor when it seemed like he was touching himself in the most inappropriate of ways while he used his other hand for the massage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after an investigation, the good news is that's not what he was doing at all. The bad news is he was actually playing games on his cell phone during the massages.
Mm.
Wow, that's dedication.
It is.
It's not as bad as what he was accused of, but it's still something a massage therapist is not supposed to do. He just got a 10-day suspension, and listen to this, about $3,500 in fines, and he is banned from bringing his phone into the massage room. Trevor is popular with his clients primarily because of his great thumbs. Thank you very much. But for now, Trevor's off the tables, and he's, I don't know, he's somewhere face down, ass up. That's where Trevor is right now. That's the homepage. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
There's a fantastic way you can support TMOS while you do your shopping at Target and Walmart online. It's through the Shopping Center tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hallelujah.
You can find all sorts of great things like...
road apples.
No.
Carolina. Cow pies.
Wrong.
Mule fritters. Pony pucks.
Hey, don't bring him into this. Colonel, don't just say words. Think of the items you'd find in these stores.
Hot mustard.
Uh-huh.
Great Caesar salad.
Yes.
Saffron saddle soap.
Now we're getting somewhere. It's quick and easy. You can have the orders shipped to your door, or you can pick them up right at the store.
Hot diggity.
Okay, Colonel, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Dismiss!
Okay, hey. See you around.
Jackass.
Toodaloo. Going to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, you can ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from the United States Postal Service and UPS and more. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. It's no wonder nearly 1 million, Mr. Powers, small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us.
Just like you.
Stop wasting time going to the post office, people, and go to Stamps.com. Instead, there is no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. I don't like to talk about my kid this way, but I have to share this story.
In what way?
I'm sorry. I mentioned to Oscar before the show, I think you were out, Rob,
right,
that my son has a friend in the neighborhood. He's got a few friends, actually, around the neighborhood. One of the great things about the fact that he has a friend is that we're a community where we can actually just let him go out and run around and do what I did when I was a kid, which is play outside
and
be in the yard and do that. And it's just terrific that he's got another 7-year-old that he hangs out with, his buddy Caleb, and they, you know, they have plenty of room to run and dig. they actually do dig though.
Yeah,
that's in fact the digging part is a rather significant part of the story when we talk about the digging. It's something that he loves doing, and I'm hearing that. Hold on, let me just get rid of that. Okay, hold on just a second. I'm sorry. Something's in my ear. There we go.
Is it a cockroach?
No, it's just a, it sounds like it, when you know when you hear a an ambulance that has that that kind of a siren. That was coming off one of my computers. Oh. It might be a bad cable.
I got a phone call from my mom the other day, and she says that story about Oscar's mom and the cockroach in the ear. He made that up, right? No. I said no. Foreigners. She said, "Oh no,
yeah."
So. The first thing that they require when you have 2 7-year-olds and you kind of let them do their own thing, I did it my whole life, probably 5, 6, and 7. But I would get up in the morning during the summer when I didn't have school.
Right.
I would be out the door in the summertime and I would be back at dinner time. I would play all day. We went way out into the woods and explored, played cowboys and Indians, all that type of thing. We would do that all the time. We would fish. We would hunt, squirrels and chase squirrels. Some of the mean kids in the neighborhood would actually hunt squirrels, and I hated that.
Right.
I didn't like that. I didn't dig that at all. I was a pacifist at heart. That's the way I look at it. But my son has done this, and we have no issues other than one time, I guess, Caleb's got a piece of wood from his parents' garage, and they nailed it to the tree. Now, there are a lot of old people. This is a common area, right?
Yes.
It's not, like, designated for, do anything you want. It's not like it's our property,
right,
or their property. And I came out. First of all, I don't want them playing with hammers and nails.
But think back when you're 7 going on 8, Mike, is there anything greater than just driving it? I mean, that was a day of fun, was just driving nails. You know, that's fun to do.
Into a tree. And, and look, I think it's a dead zone when it comes to neighbors because it really isn't backing up purely to anybody's
property.
It's in the community,
but
the dead zone, it's on the left side of one house. Where they wouldn't see it. The way the house are built down here.
Yeah, we'd probably see like a zone. But it is on someone's property. Technically, it has to be.
No. It's a common area. But there is probably some of it. If you would get to a line of the common area where you would be stepping around. They're never in that area.
You could probably tell when you see, because I'm sure you have mowers that come in and cut the grass of the common area. They probably stop at a certain point, and it becomes the responsibility of the homeowners to cut the grass.
The homeowners, the mowers come in and cut everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they roll in here and they do it. And these kind of, you got to understand, I live in a place, Rob, that is just house pooped out, house pooped out, house pooped out.
Planned
house,
community.
You know, like a planned
with land.
All right. And trees.
No, it is not a planned community. It's a tiny little bit. Of it, but this
Mike,
is not a giant.
You're
park.
Talking to city dwellers. Maybe he's got a townhouse. I've got a food. Like I got a postage stamp, right? Yeah, so that's on my call.
This is about half an acre, maybe tops.
What my parents have on the same on the same page. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Half an acre is not what the house is built on.
It's the whole
house
lot
is built on. Is that I'm talking about the common area is probably half an acre.
Oh, okay. In between the houses. Gotcha,
we do not have a lot of land. That's right. Just the way
half
the place
an acre is
pretty
done. Good. Jeez,
what?
Half an acre is pretty good between houses. Really good compared to what you see around here.
Well, there's not a half an acre between every house, Oscar. There's just a
there's
half
not
acre
half
here.
An acre between. They're not 10
know.
Feet between houses.
If that. Okay.
I'm going to do it again.
Whose property?
Careful.
Oscar, I'm trying to explain it to you. The half an acre is the little mini park.
Right.
Okay.
That doesn't Rub belong to anyone.
No, this is great. Keep
yelling. I don't think the button. I don't think this calls for the button.
Yeah, Pony, you don't just pipe in.
Yeah. And that's not a phony yell. For Christ's sake, I'm trying to explain it. He's getting all hung up.
When I grew
up, they rolled bricks out of there, too. Where do they park their Bentleys? It's always lit. It will always be like that.
No, I can understand.
Always. Forever.
When I grew up in the horrible, horrible city of Vienna, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And we had a townhouse community there called Mosby's Landing. It's still there. It's still brown. There was townhouses in circles and then the courtyard that it surrounded. There was grass and there was trees.
Yeah.
And everyone shared it. And everyone would come out and no one could make a left
turn.
Like
a common area.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what he said at the beginning.
This neighborhood has, in each little section, it's got a tiny little area where I don't know what it's for, but they didn't poop a house out on it. So that's where they hang out. So
you could play
bocce
there, Mike. You could play bocce with all your friends or Hialeah.
You know, you laugh about bocce. They're putting bocce over in Cocoonville.
I withdraw my remark.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not as
and
sorry
the young
as
guys
I
that are over there, like the 47-year-olds and the 48. Yeah, they're going to put bocce. And it's like, I think of bocce as, you know, my wife Bernice and I, you know, yeah. Say, hey.
I like the fact that you just referred to 48-year-olds as the young guys.
Well, they are the young guys compared to where we are over there. But
sure.
It's like, you know, I think like Don Corleone's going to walk in and say,
real simple as lawn bowling is what it really
Mike,
is.
You walk through the common
it's
area with
lawn bowling
with a bag of oranges.
That's it.
You know he's going to get shot if there's oranges around.
Then I have my heart attack. And,
little grandson. I'm going to play with you, little grandson. There you go. Okay.
So the first sign of trouble. Well, there's two. I told you about the box cutter, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Same kid. Now, I'm not blaming this kid or saying, but it's the same kid my kid's playing with, you know, where they get into stuff. They're both smart kids.
They're boys.
They're thinking a lot. They're boys. They're getting into stuff. Second thing, I come out and so, yeah, we're building a tree for it. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean? And I come out and I see this like giant, it's a 2x4 sticking out where they nailed it to a tree. I said,
sure.
Guys, I don't think the neighborhood would like you to build a tree for it there. It's just not. For that. All right. So that was the second thing. I think the other family, maybe the dad, got the 2x4 unstuck to the tree after they nailed it.
Right. No fuss, no muss.
Claw hammer.
And they're very creative. They're very, very creative. They're smart and they're always doing stuff and it's military based. Michael is still obsessed with the military. He's also super smart. He's smarter than I am. He asks me questions that I can't answer about, you know, military history. You know, like I'm cruising along last week. He said, Dad, what was the difference between the North Vietnamese Army, the regular Army, and the Viet Cong? And I go, well, like that. Yeah. So the Viet Cong was a guerrilla organization, and that's all I pulled out of my ass when I was telling him about
it. What you should say is, son, we're going to go home now and watch Patton.
We have watched a little Patton.
What about Air America?
Oh, that movie or The Network?
That might be a little grown up for him.
Yeah,
maybe
I
a little
think so.
Language.
What about
Saving
Platoon?
Private, Platoon, too violent.
Oh, I bet he'd love The Great Escape.
The Great Escape. That's, you know what? The Great Escape.
Yeah. What about Forrest
Rob
Gump?
Rob Spiewak, fantastic. I'm going to give you a ding for that.
I'll take
Forrest
it. Just the Vietnam part.
You get the Vietnam part.
All right.
Yeah. You got not the running
of sleep
part.
Last night. I'm aware of that. Saving Private
Miss
Ryan,
Saigon.
Too violent. But it's all military, military, military. All right?
Okay.
So this, I'm getting this through my wife. And I haven't spoken to my son about it yet.
So this is secondhand.
Mm.
Right. Carla told me, not last night, but maybe two nights ago. I can't believe I didn't bring it. We were doing all the new stuff. I forgot to,
sure.
to talk about it yesterday. She says they were digging holes and playing military over in the common area when they were behind the bush when we couldn't find them. Oh, I said, that's it. That's when I drove the car around the neighborhood looking for him. His mother, Caleb's mother, came over and said, where are the boys? And I said, we don't know. Carl was like, we found him in 11 seconds. It was over.
Okay.
They were in the common area, but they were behind a hedge on the other side,
sure. yeah.
Building their fort or whatever.
Trench warfare.
And then Carla says to me, and Michael dug a latrine. I said, excuse me? Said Michael dug a latrine. I said, yeah. And I said it knowing what I fear, the fear of God. I said, a latrine. And she said, without me having to ask, and he pooped in the latrine.
Oh.
Yes!
Now, if a neighbor saw this, I think I might be in a bit of trouble, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
What did he learn about a latrine?
He watches the military history stuff all the time. He is obsessed. I got him. One of his presents was a World War One uniform. He knows that they were in trenches. He knows that they pooped
side?
In latrines. He's playing Army World War One, and he wants to poop into a latrine. I said, I said, and Carla is acting like it's no big deal. And I'm like, he was, what is that? You know, he's openly defecating in the common area where the neighbors are walking. What if you are driving, walking, you're walking your Pomeranian along, and all of a sudden you look over and Mrs. Habersham sees my son dropping a duke in a hole in the ground. Yeah. Well, it was
nothing more common than that for the common area.
Looks like they didn't pay their water bill again. That America's going outside.
If it was my neighborhood, they would just be concerned if he didn't pick it up or cover it. Did he have a bag?
I have not even had the conversation. I'm telling you before I've talked to him about it. And I, for all I know, that right now there is a, you know, hopefully dried out, 7-year-old's feces over in the,
You should be proud. And I'll tell you why. The attention to detail and to do the hard work. Because the last thing you want to do is dig a hole to hang out in, and then dig a second hole to take an ass in.
Yeah, and also that's a lot of work. Probably thinking ahead. He's probably thinking ahead because he had to start digging.
A lot of problems buried in those holes.
He had to start digging before he had the urge.
Yeah.
So he's definitely planning ahead.
He's a true prepper.
Yeah.
I think the operative question would be, did you fill the hole in? You're not supposed to do it.
Depends on how much he had for dinner.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Anyway, latrine with poop.
Caleb, now
I'll
you
give
go.
You an update.
Your turn.
Your turn. Yeah. What's that neighbor boy doing? We'll take a break. Come back. Oscar's treating himself. We'll do that when we come back.
Yes.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be right back.
What the hell's going on here?
I'm Casey Kasem.
Fucking ponderous, man.
He's down on the phone.
Dear Casey.
Oh, two.
I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
We're up to our long-distance dedication.
I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
What is this fucking ponderous, man?
God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Fucking ponderous.
You can make your long-distance mailbag dedication by sending an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com.
Dear Casey.
That's Rob with two Bs.
Two.
And until the next promo, America.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Casey, thanks so much.
Old
the effing dog dying. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Movement. Once upon a time, in a tiny apartment in Southern California, two college dropouts teamed up to create a watch company that broke all the rules. I am talking, ladies and gentlemen, about Movement. I guess we were technically
easy.
I'm sorry. Fair prices, unexpected colors, and clean, original designs. We love Movement. They grew into one of the fastest growing watch brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. Movement watches have the look and quality of a $400 to $500 watch, but they cost a fraction of that because they own their process from start to finish. They're innovative, and now Movement has expanded into blue light glasses, minimalist jewelry, and style essentials that don't break the bank. They're all designed out of their California headquarters. Hey, what are you doing here?
The Californians.
If you got to spend all day like in front of your computer like me, the Everscrew blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. My eyes feel protected. It really helps with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns. And I love the modern style of the frames. You're going to like it too. You know, everybody will come into your computer room and say, you, what are you doing here?
I just came up down the 5 to the PCS. What are you doing here?
That almost sounded like you combined Baltimore with California.
I totally blew it, yeah.
If I'm you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/TMOS. Again, that's mvmt.com/TMOS. We love Movement, and we know you will too. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar Santana, all he told me before the show was that yesterday was treat day.
That he
treated himself to something special. Oscar, I'm excited to hear about this.
Yeah, it's interesting that you even bring it up in that manner, because we probably as talk show hosts or DJs, whatever you want to call us, you have a certain sense of narcissism, where you're like, it's all about you, it's all about you, it's all about you. We have to just, you have that built in your DNA.
Right.
With that comes responsibility in times that you want things. And there are times where I want things where I'm like, maybe I'll just wait. And what is a need and what is a want? What is a need is what is, I've been trying to work on that for years in my life. And I finally broke down and I bought the dumbest thing I've ever bought, I would say, in the last 3 years.
Can we play a guessing game?
Sure.
Yeah, and so I got to ask,
I got it from eBay.
Something you've wanted for a long time?
Something I've wanted for a long time. Yes.
Before we start, of all the frivolous purchases over the years, of all the things you have...
Google Glass.
That's the worst.
Google Glass would be your greatest rate. You paid a lot of money for that,
worst.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it never took off at all. Nobody
It was so terrible that I was ashamed of it, put in a box. And then my brother asked me 2 years later for it, for a research project at his hospital. And I literally sent it to him overnight.
Yeah, he gave it away.
Has he used it?
He's using it for something. Good for them. But nothing for me. It was terrible.
I go back years and years with my dumbest purchase. It was the power antenna for the house.
Oscar, it turns your entire house into an antenna.
But that wasn't a high ticket item. That was
The thing that was so marvelous about that is we did research and found out they've been bilking people with that same scam since the 50s. They just keep reinventing
it. The frame of your house becomes an antenna.
Can I tell you what's not bilking people? And I want you, after the show, I'll tell you, we need to get in touch with them.
Yeah.
Because Clear Rear.
The butler.
I'd love to call him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sold. It's spectacular. That's all I will say. This is Oscar's segment.
I am
very, very happy about that product. Now, ticket item. You got it off of eBay, which means you got it aftermarket. You got it used.
Slightly used, depending on
high
how
ticket,
you look at it.
Low ticket, medium ticket.
Right. It's a high ticket for me because it costs $249.
All right, so you've already given us the price.
Is it something you wear?
No.
Okay.
Is it something brand new that would cost significantly more money?
No.
Would you call it a gadget?
Possibly.
Is it used?
Yes.
He said slightly used.
Yeah. News.
So it's used, but it didn't depreciate. It didn't depreciate a lot.
Does it require either battery or electric power?
No.
Is it a gun?
No. Not in the District of Columbia.
I'm out.
Great guess.
Let's see. Let me see.
I'll help you out. A collectible.
Hint time.
A collectible. What?
It's a collectible.
It's a collectible.
Is it something from your youth?
Oh, yes.
Is it related to a garbage pail?
No.
Okay, so it's not those cards. Okay. Because I know you
like
them.
Is it TV related?
Oh, TV and movies. I'll give you that.
Turtle related?
No.
Okay.
Is it memorabilia of some kind?
Ah, bingo.
So calling it memorabilia, is it not really a collectible? Is it an actual item that was used in something?
No.
So is it more of a collectible or is it more memorabilia?
I think you're getting stuck in the minutiae.
Is it a photograph?
Question. No.
Oh, not memorabilia. From TV and movies, memorabilia. So it's nothing that was used in the TV or movie. It's not a photograph. I'm out.
When we get to this place, we need to open it wider. Right. Is it something that you would display in your house?
Oh, yes.
Is it something you would put on a shelf?
Yes.
Is it an action figure of some sort?
Oh, God. How do I answer this?
All right, let me rephrase it. Okay. Is it a toy?
I don't consider this a toy.
Would someone else consider it a toy?
That's a great question. Probably.
Is it a does it transform?
Yes!
Okay, it's a transformer of some
ding,
sort.
Ding, 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 ding. What do you mean? Oh, God.
Yeah, he loves his stupid transformers.
You dropped $250 on a transformer?
I had it in my PayPal money. Usually I put some money in my PayPal so I can Venmo money to the kids.
The kids, right.
That doesn't take
Maddie,
too long.
Did you get my Venmo?
I did, yes. And I was generous and shared it with Pony as well.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
So that was from my last rant with that. Yeah. What is it? How big is it? What does it look like?
That's 12 and a half tardinesses that he paid for that.
Do you remember?
Good math. Thank
you. Do you remember the AllSpark from the Transformers movie?
Oh, of course. No.
No.
Oh.
What? We don't look at those, Oscar. Those movies suck.
Okay. So I'm going to hold this up and maybe Maddie can zoom in. Or maybe I can.
I'm going to look it up on Google myself.
No, it's not going to do it justice.
What's it called?
The AllSpark.
ALLSP.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I just brought up Hal Sparks. That's different.
See that guy right there?
Wait a minute. That's not a transformer. That's a cube.
But
that's
I bet cube. It transforms into something, hence
no,
the name.
No, it does not transform. It's a display cube from the Universal Studios in 2002.
Well, hold on. In the movie, does the All Spark transform into something?
No, it's a piece of energy, Mike, that helps power.
You're such a... Well, did you... All right. When you're in your brain,
yes.
Did you think of it as sculpture?
Oh, no, this is...
That it was something that might look really good in your home?
No, I'm a Transformers guy, right?
So, sure, right.
I was like, this is perfect for either my office or my home, and I can't really be judged as a nerd unless someone asks about it.
How big is it?
It's as big as, I would say, a toaster. So.
Oh, so it's big. So what we're looking at is probably like 10 inches, 11 inches square?
Yes.
Which Transformer was it from, the original?
It was from the Shia LaBeouf movies. So,
well, that's an original, right? Wasn't he the first? Yeah. Wasn't Shia LaBeouf
for the big animated budget series?
But the big budget movie had Shia LaBeouf in it. That brought that, and that was the one that you got so excited about.
So now, listen. Yes. One thing I know about Oscar Santana, he tends to like certain things, but he also has a mind for whether something will appreciate in value. Is it your opinion that 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road, that this would be something that would appreciate in value?
This Transformers All-Spark Cube, very rare, from Universal Studios 2012, prop replica, will appreciate.
So
I'd say at least 10% in 20 years. At least.
Well,
it's $24.
Worth waiting for.
That'll pay for the shipping.
It's better than a passbook savings account. Congratulations. That's really exciting.
So, was it made by like a super fan?
No, this is so there is a little shop at the bottom of Universal Studios where you can only buy certain things from the Transformers ride or Transformers universe. Like, you know, you can only buy certain things in Graceland. If you go there, there's only certain aspects.
It's the double R. It's the Rube Room.
Yeah. Welcome to the
You know what you
room.
Are with your Universal Studios paraphernalia from Transformers? You're a Rube, by the way. This is kind of like what we talked about on the news yesterday when we were talking about the guy selling the house and buying the house, turning into a B&B where Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff, you know. So this is really, you don't have a mind to having it appreciate. You're actually
you
going to keep
want
it and put
I'm a
it
fan.
On the mantle.
I'm
Oscar, it's been years since I've been to Universal.
Yes.
But as I recall, there wasn't the Transformers ride wasn't there yet. But when you have one of those specialty gift shops, you usually have to exit the ride through the gift shop.
It's like you're there.
Well, I mean, it's a play that Graceland does. It's a play that they do at KD, King's Dominion. You have to exit through the merchandise. Disney's the biggest at it.
I guess with great regret, I saw something similar to this when I went to Universal 3 years ago with my niece and nephew. And I walked out of the Transformers ride and I saw a bumblebee with the craftsmanship that you'd find from Franklin Mint.
Yes.
It was beautiful. It was 12 inches.
Artwork.
It was gorgeous.
Picture yourself like a Ralphie in A Christmas Story where you're pressing your nose up against the glass.
Oscar's at Higby's.
But it makes you happy, I guess. It's something that makes you truly...
Well,
I can't... There's just no
part of
me
I was looking at a Bumblebee action figure that was $650, and I wasn't going to spend that much. Signed by Megan Fox, which was nice. But I said, no, they're not going to do that. That's too much. That people are going to think I'm a little kid. I got this action figure, you know, in my house. They're going to think twice.
All right, but let me ask you this.
All
when you have people over.
Looks like it could be from somewhere in Egypt. It could be. They don't need to know that I know
so,
what it
yeah,
is.
So you like the appeal of it to you is that you thought, yeah, people aren't going to look at that and go, if they're not a Transformers person,
they're not gonna be
they
like,
won't
loser.
Know. People might just walk over that. And you know what it looks to me like? It looks like, you know those movies, Hellraiser?
Yeah.
That cube, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
the thing where the kid they twist the cube and every all the demons or some of the...
So Pandora's
if you,
box.
If you... Hold on, Rob. If you had... It's really frustrating. Rob's going.
I know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When you have that in your home, you're going to put it in a prominent display. Not that you have social events at your Thimble
but the
house.
The true nerds, the true, like, if you know me, and once we can have people over, if you see that and you're like, oh, yeah, Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll do it. We'll like, it'll be under our breaths and to the side.
How many friends do you have that would be really into it? That would see it and go, that is super cool.
Maybe three. But I haven't seen them in years.
Does one of them is one of them now a recluse in the southern tip of Florida?
He's not as much of a fan as I am.
Would he like to take it on a boat parade?
My brother would be into this. My brother would be into this.
Oscar, I will give you this. And I
Jose
got,
is a Transformers fan.
Yeah, we grew up together watching these movies. Yeah.
Okay, that's I've got my likes and things that are weird in my house, mm-hmm. and I think the thing that where you win on this is it's so indeterminate looking.
Yeah.
That it's almost.
It looks like the Sumerians
could have
had this.
It could be artwork.
Rob, it's his ruby slippers, okay?
It is.
It's his ruby slippers.
Truly.
That is high praise.
Mm-hmm.
High praise.
Great. You know, I look forward to coming over to your house sometime and seeing your little thing. That'll be terrific. What's it called again? What's
the
your
little spark. Thing called?
AllSpark.
250 beans. Yeah. Okay.
49. Right.
And it will appreciate.
Yeah. All right. It's a good financial decision. We'll take a break and come back with the digital dumpster. Very popular name right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Introducing DermGlow Skin, the amazing skincare line from Carla O'Mara that's helping people look and feel better about their face. And now there's something new from DermGlow Skin. Introducing Mike's Package. A skincare routine that'll make your skin feel and look spectacular. Mike's Package includes a cleansing repair bar, timeless face oil moisturizer, SPF 30 protective lotion, and exfoliating citrus scrub. And Mike's Package comes in two sizes you can choose from. The little size package contains travel size products for when you're on the go. And the big package has all of your full size facial care essentials that'll make your face sing. Get these incredible products at DermGlowSkin.com and call Carla for a free skincare consultation at 239-247-4036. That's DermGlowSkin.com, 239-247-4036. DermGlowSkin. That's DermGlowSkin.com. Feel better about yourself today. That's what makes you
beautiful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now. Last night, my lovely bride made me a delicious meal from Freshly.
Oh,
it was
good.
Waiting for me when I arrived from the retirement home. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. I love Freshly, and I love my meatballs last night. Thank you, Carla. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl. Freshly is the name of the game. They can work with any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now, our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal, so start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. I know Oscar loves Freshly. I love my meatballs last night. They were delicious. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now, and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more, and we thank you. Well, let's open it up again. Let me just get my hand on it right here. All right, get a little doing. There we are. Thank you. Glad you love it, people.
Here we are in the DD, Mike. It's the double D.
The DD. Yes, sirree. Give it a fun name. Thank you. What do you got for us today, Rob Spiewak?
I purposely avoided the story last week because I thought it was so stupid, and then they did a sketch on Saturday Night Live, so I guess it's in the public consciousness. The lady that put Gorilla Glue in her hair and had to go to the hospital.
Stop you right there. I immediately... This is, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
It was mostly last week. Early last week.
No, I think it was the week before that it hit.
Okay.
I think it was.
But I know I purposely stayed away from it.
Well, I think she's a scammer. I think, I think she's doing a scam thing. That's what I think.
You would think that until there was a copycat that did it, too.
Guys, my hair will not comb.
Y'all, I'm going to the hospital right now. I'm on my way to the emergency room.
Fake.
I'm freaking out. Oh, my God.
This is why the world hates us. This but is I mean, why the world
it's
hates fake. It. It's got to be.
I don't see. I'm not seeing the video, but I can hear the you know, the lady going, "Oh, this is so horrible. It's such a horrible
you
thing."
Don't you don't narrate some, like that when you're in an emergency.
You right. don't. Play no, it again no. from the beginning.
All right.
And listen,
guys,
she's faking.
My hair will not comb.
Y'all, I'm going to the hospital right now. I'm on my way to the emergency room. Guys, I'm freaking out. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I guess one of the tells is when anyone ever tells you they're freaking out, they're not really freaking out.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, I could be wrong. If she's really in distress, my sincere apologies.
What they should have is gorilla remover. They need gorilla glue remover. But
yeah, but I mean, it's just to me, it's a somebody who saw someone was getting a lot of hits, mm-hmm. and they wanted to get the same kind of hits. And you know, I don't know. I'll never try it on my show. I don't have the hair to do it. But go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
I did it. My head has never been cleaner. It pulled all.
It looks great.
Pulled all.
It looks
stuff.
Wonderful. Today.
Mike, it's like the Catholic Super Bowl. Happy Ash Wednesday.
That, oh, that, is it really?
Yes.
Man, you are dust, and into dust you shall return. Mm-hmm. Big day in my world when I was a kid growing up, back when I was a practicing Catholic. It was a big deal. It really was.
Well, practice makes perfect.
Yeah. It was kind of you know, a tell for you knew all the Catholics in town when you saw them. And,
well, you're in a Catholic school. Everybody had to have the ash or else you didn't
Catholic.
Go.
My sister, when she went to East Catholic, which was the name of her high school, I went to public school. But I remember in elementary school when I'd get my ashes, and you could always tell the Protestants because they'd go, "What's that on your forehead?"
So yeah, it is. It's sort of a it's the Catholic Super Bowl. Everyone's very excited to get up early, get their ashes, and tell everybody that they're Catholic.
It symbolizes, man, you are dust, and they do the sign of the cross on your forehead. It's not just a thumbprint,
right?
Man, you are dust, and into dust you shall return. I think that's what it means. But then again, I've been out of the faith for a while,
just like the AllSpark.
When I went to not at all like that. When I went to St. John's the Beloved, which was an octagonal Catholic church in McLean, Virginia, they had different priests. Monsignor Mailer would put a bucket of ashes on your forehead. He would go all out. And then there was the more subtle guys, too. But what do you do in days of COVID? Now they're sprinkling ashes. They're going to sprinkle ashes this year. Here's a Connecticut.
On your forehead? How does that work?
Just sort of on your head. Here's a priest in El Paso talking about how they're going to do Ash Wednesday
dusting.
During the pandemic.
The priest or deacon or layperson, after blessing the ashes, will be placing just a few ashes over the head of the person without touching them. It's going to be a little different. The same significance. It's a very humble sign. And one that we won't be showing to others, but we'll know. And, of course, we trust the Lord will know what our commitment will be this Lent.
Hey, Monsignor, what about using a brush?
If you want to have a brush, but you're still using the brush, if you know, you need a new brush.
A Q-tip.
For everybody, right? Or you have to sanitize the brush after everything. I think if you sprinkle them over your head when you get in line, as soon as you get up there and he sprinkles them, you go, sucked him into my... Thank you.
The benefit is, Mike, is when they sprinkle them on you, you smell like Bally's Casino in Atlantic City.
It's just cigarette ashes. Did I ever tell you what we do for Christmas on with Michael?
No.
It's like he came down the chimney, and we put a little mark on Michael's nose, a little ashes.
Really?
A little ash, and she puts on his nose that Santa was tickling her nose or something. I forgot who she did. Carla, what's the thing you do with the ashes? She gets the soot off a candle. Yeah, she touches his nose and said, "Look, Santa."
I think you guys send him up for
a crash.
Bad protocol because,
and it's also a carcinogen.
Strange old men should not be touching little kids.
When they're blessed with slumber.
All right, thanks. You're both monsters. Continue, please.
We used to pull the fireplace screen open and drag ashes onto the hearth because that's how Santa came in.
Would you say Santa dragged his ass across your floor? How did that work?
Well, no, he came down the chimney. And he walked through the ashes because, you know, there's ashes in the fireplace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So were they ash footprints?
No, they were just like ashes that were like scattered onto the hearth because he made a mess coming in. He has a lot to do
since we're talking about it. I have the tradition that I did with my dad. My dad did it for me. We'd look out the window at our small house in Glastonbury, Connecticut, and he'd say, "See in the distance? That light over there? I think that's Rudolph." And when I was a little bitty, that was great.
Sweet.
And I still do that with Michael here. I still don't.
That's so sweet.
No, Dad, I think my son is so smart. He's like, "Dad, I believe that's a light tower." Anyway, so lots of fun.
We did that in my neighborhood. It turned out it was a guy busting a house for meth. It was a cop light.
Poor neighborhood.
Bad neighborhood. I tell you, it's rough.
Thanks for up joking me there, Rob. I appreciate it.
Mike, America is so stupid that the lady, first of all, you're stupid if you go to Dunkin' Donuts because their donuts suck.
But you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance to go anywhere. In most other parts of the country now, there's no other option.
You're right. There really is. But they really are bad donuts. But
they're terrible donuts.
What's really bad is the lady that goes in and asks for a dozen donuts and insists that that means 50 donuts.
I want 50. I need more. 50. That's what a dozen is. Not 12. You don't understand the English.
12 is a dozen.
I want more than 12.
You don't need to be rude.
I love the word dozen. I love dozen. I love baker's dozen. But you got to know it's 12. Baker's
but
dozen 13.
That's where we are, man.
I know.
We're there, right?
Yeah.
We're there. America, America. My opinion matters. My opinion supersedes your fact.
Yep.
50 is a dozen.
Unless someone asks for a baker's dozen. Not a lot of people know what a baker's dozen is.
Rob does.
13.
What is it?
13.
13.
We used to do that when I sold corn. I could go on and on. But the baker's dozen was a very popular thing because sometimes you get an ear of corn that might be less than stellar, so you throw in an extra.
So a baker's dozen was used when you'd have one that might not be perfect, and so you threw an extra one in.
It's what they would call in New Orleans a lanyap. It's a little extra.
Just a little something extra.
Okay. So keep coming back.
All right.
Let's close with this. This was a viral comedy thing that was trending yesterday. I loved it. It's that, what if you treated vaccines like they were coats? Just, outerwear. See if it actually applies.
Dude, it's like 30 degrees. Don't you want to put on a jacket?
No, I'm not brainwashed by the coat industry. Thank you.
The coat industry? Aren't you worried about getting hypothermia?
You know what? If you look at the statistics for hypothermia, most of those people were wearing coats.
And so that's reason to not layer up when it's literally been snowing all day.
I feel like if you did your own research, you'd sort of know this. The coat industry is like a $1 billion industry. It's all a scam. So they want to get you to buy more coats.
Because coats work.
Okay, sheeple. Do your own research on this and then we can have like an actual conversation about it.
But what if you get sick?
I mean, do I look sick?
Kinda.
That's my favorite part. Kinda. That's your magic audio vault. I'm sorry. That's your double D. That's your digital dumpster.
Come on, get it right. All right. It's the one element you have on the show.
Ron.
Come on now.
Have a good Wednesday.
Anyway, please. No, and remember, I'll work on the bitching. Thank you very much. Thanks for your feedback. Let us know how you like everything on the show, and let us know how you like the new video presentation. Please check us out. Oscar, if they want to check out our video, there are several options
Facebook,
getting the video.
Michael Mara Show. You don't have to be part of the fan club to watch it, just the Michael Mara Show, and then on YouTube, the Michael Mara Show.
Yes.
That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.